Welcome to the Contractor Freedom Podcast. I'm your host, Jason Phillips. This show exists to help small business owners like you escape the tyranny of contractor prison and enter the bliss of contractor freedom so you can have the time, money, and freedom to live your life with purpose beyond your business. As a certified human behavior consultant in DISC personality styles and motivators, I'll be sharing with you skills for life, love, leadership, and business. I'll also be connecting you with experts that can help you scale your business and your life. So if you want to build the business and life of your dreams, then you are in the right place. Let's go. Hello, contractors. I ignored these resources for so many years, and I kept hearing about all the amazing resources that the PCA had available for its members. And even though I've been a member for a long time, I never really took the time to check these things out because I was always busy running my business. Well, today I've got great news. We're opening the closet, turning on the light. In today's episode, we're diving in with the PCA's own Janelle Radel, the PCA member advocate. I want you to stick around till the end because I guarantee you're going to discover one or more multiple resources that you can use to solve your business challenges, stand on the shoulders of the giants that have gone before you, save you time, money, and headaches. Janelle, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jason. I am honored and it's a pleasure to be here.
Well, I am so glad that we connected. Janelle, would you take a moment to share with everybody, you know, what's your role? What is the member coordinator at the PCA?
Absolutely. I'd love to. So my title now is member advocate, and I kind of gravitate more towards that title because it really shows that my role is on the side of the painting contractor. Not that there's sides at the PCA, but I'm here to create a premier experience for PCA members. We do that in a variety of ways by providing resources and connecting our contractors with those resources. We have so many that it's often a challenge. One of the biggest challenges is finding those resources. So it's my role to help do that, to answer questions, troubleshoot just problems, issues, connect with you, take feedback. I would love any feedback on the PCA, the resources we offer, the member experience, because I just want to make it better. My heart is service. I love people. I love connecting with people.
I love that. And I appreciate you sharing that. One of the things that's frustrating is when you're working with as a business owner, or let's just say as a consumer at all, you're working with an organization or you're working with a company, and you're like, who do I call for this? Who do I call for that? I mean, just recently, my company, we had been working with another company that was going to deliver some stuff to us and some digital goods to us. And they had so many departments and people, we didn't really have a single point of contact. And so hearing you just say, look, that's my job. So I think that is your girl. So before the end of this episode, you guys are going to learn how to get in touch with Janelle so she can answer any questions that you have. So let's, you know, the PCA, absolutely, the Painting Contractors Association, for those of you that aren't familiar, significant anniversary this year.
There is. This year marks our 140th anniversary. And that just blows my mind. We have a hard time thinking in generations like that. Been around a long time. As you mentioned, standing on the shoulders of the giants that have come before us. We don't have to reinvent the wheel. We just grow over 140 years. And that's like one of the big benefits of aligning with the PCA is aligning painting contractors with an organization that has 140 years of legacy behind it.
That is amazing. Excited. So, you know, let's talk about the vision. Like, if so many contractors, I still meet contractors who don't even know, painting contractors who don't even know who the PCA is.
Right. We still say it's the best kept secret.
I would agree with that. Why does the PCA exist?
Yeah, great question. It exists very similar to what you told me your mission is, to elevate the painting industry, to bring professionalization to the painting industry. In the very early days, it was more designed to advocate for painting contractors. As we have evolved and grown, and more recently, the PCA is here to discover the challenges and the pain points of our painting contractors and meet those needs. And we do that that through educational resources, painter training, and I'm sure we're going to get into our resources today, but meeting the needs of our painting contractors in the world
today.
So
you got me thinking, you've been doing this for a while with the PCA.
A little bit. I'm still learning.
That's a significant amount of time. In your mind, what do you think is the, I don't want to say best kept secret, but if there's one thing about the PCA, you're like, I run into so many contractors who don't know about XYZ and they need to know about XYZ. What is there something that sticks out in your mind?
I have a handful of like my favorite resources or benefits with the PCA. And the first one is one that I've just mentioned. It's aligning with that mission and that legacy. I think that's one of the best kept secrets. With your PCA membership, you gain access to the PCA logo and marketing materials. So aligning in where you invest your money, your time, and using those resources like the logo package where people recognize you as a PCA member and associate you with that legacy and that professionalization, craftsmanship, and integrity. So that's one of the best resources and reasons I think a painting contractor would want to align with the PCA. Some of my other top favorites are painter training. Painter training is free to all of our painting contractors.
What is entailed there?
Absolutely. So painter training was designed for the painting contractor to be able to train their crew. It's 7 courses. They complete the courses on their own time, video courses. They take a quiz and earn a certificate. It's standardized so that you as the painting contractor have confidence that your crew has been trained well. The painters feel this endearment towards you as the painting contractor because you've invested in their professionalization. And that helps with employee retention, which everyone is concerned about in these times. And that all comes free with your membership, which is why it's at the top of my list, because it's one of those things you get for free just by being a member of the PCA.
What if the painters are Spanish speakers?
Great question. So four of those 7 courses have been translated into Spanish because we want to get into some of those realms like women and the Spanish speaking community. We have a Spanish initiative that we're launching in the next 2 years with PPG to bring more Spanish resources. So right now they haven't all been translated into Spanish, but they will be within the next 2 years in order to meet that need, because it's definitely a large need.
If I'm a business owner, I'm a member, I can put all of my painters through this training for no additional charge.
Right. I know. It's crazy. If you were a non-member and purchasing those courses, they would be $99 per course per crew person. So right there, it's already well worth the price of admission.
Okay. So I know that, you know, I'm a fan of hiring for character and training for skill and hiring for fit. But you've got to have a training program. The reason that so many people, especially when they're newer in business, they're like, I need someone with experience. Well, then you get someone with experience, might be bad experience, but there's a pretty high likelihood they have bad habits, or at least habits and ways of ingrained habits that don't mesh with the way you need to run your business. And so I love this. So now you can focus more on finding the right person, put them through a training program. How long does it take to go through that training program?
That's a great question. It is like go at your own pace, 7 courses. I don't know what the average, I need to look that up. What's the average time that it takes someone to complete a course? I'm thinking it's like 1.5 to 2 hours per course.
So something they could do in a week's time or so, or do a course a day for a while, for a week or so. Okay.
Right.
Wow. It's
a great tool for onboarding, but it really has a lot of depth that even experienced painters can still glean.
So, I mean, it's not like you guys just one day said, hey, let's make a training program. And I mean, you guys, I guess I'm asking, created this program with using the depth of knowledge that the PCA has for all of these years has developed about best practices and
right
way to do things?
Yes. So yeah, we have an education committee. And prior to me coming on board here, they created this with the education committee. Like you said, building off, they used painting contractors to develop this. It's professionally done. done. Yeah. So high quality, and you can track their progress.
Would this program be applicable? Let's just say that someone's hiring a project manager or a salesperson that's not exactly hands-on. Would it be beneficial for someone like that to?
I do believe it would be. So the seven courses are trade best practices, interiors level 1, 2, and 3, and interior level 1 or exterior 1, 2, and 3. So I feel like it could be great for also project managers, salespeople, because they'll be involved in all of the aspects of training the crew, checking the status of the project. They cover, well, some of our other resources cover cost and estimating. But I think for them having a good insight on what their crew is able to do, what they've been trained on, what they can expect, would only add value to the whole team.
Okay, so let's switch subjects for a second.
Sure.
Tell me everything that OverDrive includes.
Absolutely. Well, first off, I noticed it doesn't include you, Jason.
Well,
I did not see your podcast on there.
Chad and I discussed that a while back, and we just never reconnected. So he reached out to me. And
yeah. Well, maybe we should change that.
That sounds like a great plan.
So OverDrive is it's like the Netflix of the painting industry is like what we like to call it. It's our education and entertainment platform. We have, I think now we're at like 700 hours and growing of content that comes, and this is why it's another one of my favorites, is because it's also free with your membership. So you get to, on your own time, explore things ranging from cost and estimating, sales and marketing, building a team, hiring, as well as content from previous expos and other events you can watch on there. We bring in our industry partner podcasts. So some of those are on the trade itself, and some of those are on business building. So it's just a great place to go and binge worthwhile content.
Podcasts and content, it's so popular. And to hear you say it's the Netflix for the painting industry, I haven't heard that before. So I know there's a lot of guys.
Absolutely. Like, it just clarifies exactly what it is 100%. And why you want to go there.
So, hey, contractors, if you're not partaking of these resources, and, you know, like Janelle said, there's things about the trade on OverDrive, as well as about business stuff on OverDrive as business content as well. So anything, if you are growth minded and you are a forever student, like you should be, then this is a great place.
Yeah.
So, you know, one of the other things I think something that I still, Janelle, appreciate more, maybe it is more, because in the past I didn't really partake of those resources, but let's talk about the networking. What are the networking opportunities for the PCA?
With the PCA. So I'm glad you asked that, because this year, the PCA, the board, they're kind of going into a year of really focusing on events. So events is one of the best places to network. And I don't know when this podcast will be released, but we're moving into our biggest event of the year, Expo, to be held in Orlando, Florida at the Dolphin. We're super excited. So at events is the best place to do this networking. We're one of the best places. It's like the top 1-2% of the painting contracting world is the cream of the crop is at these events. And opportunities galore. So evening events hosted by the sponsors, PPG, Bear, Sherwin-Williams, Benjamin Moore. And then throughout the day, we're doing mind melds and breakout sessions and having breakfast and lunch together. We really feel that as a community, we grow together. So it's the old mindset that we're competing and we can't be friends and we can't share and we're an island. I think pretty much across the board, most people see that value in the networking opportunities. Yeah.
Go
ahead.
Okay. So I invite every painter that I run into to the expo. And when you get to the expo and you run into all these people, and all of a sudden they're like, their eyes are like huge open, and they're like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I've missed out on this all these years. And what it is, you know, there's this thing called the immersion effect. And And it's the reason why learning is more impactful when you're there in person. I mean, as great as Overdrive is, you know, it's a different, let's just say, the Super Bowl was recently. There's a different experience watching the Super Bowl on TV than there is being there with the crowd. And it's the same thing with online church or going to church in person, but there's this immersion effect. And there is a synergy. And that whole time you're not thinking about, while you're there, you're not thinking about the leads, you're not thinking about the payroll or any of that. You are enveloped in how can I make my business and my life better? And you're collaborating with people that are maybe in so many ways, they've been in, maybe their company's the same size or they've been in business the same amount of time, but then there's going to be people that are ahead of you, people that are behind you, and you're going to, you are going to learn. And I promise if you go to the expo, you will come back changed. And the bell I'm tolling is there's two events that you ought not to miss every year if you're in the painting business. One is the expo and two is our very own Contractor Freedom Summit. Those are my two favorite events. And I believe what you can experience at those events can change your business and change your life. So
yeah, this will be my first expo. So I'm excited and it'll be a whole new experience for me. So I'm going a lot by what members, painting contract, your experience that you just shared. But your sharing reminded me of one of our stories. So Juan Vasquez is a painting contractor and he lets us share his story. So back in 2018, he attended his very first own expo. And at that time, he was a small painting company with four people under him. And he thought he was doing good, went to expo. And like you said, eyes opened. And he was able to take a goal. You really just need one golden nugget. You don't have to consume all of it. Like, you're gonna get a lot, but that one golden nugget, if you go home and apply it, can change everything. So he got his gold nugget, which was implementing systems. And in addition to that, he networked the heck out of it. And he said in his conversation that he's got a contact in every state, one in every state. And that gives him confidence that no matter where he's at and what he's doing, he's got
he could phone a friend a connection. If he has a question, right?
And from there, he's transformed his business. Yep. He's grown. He's got his own podcast. He's on the board. So yeah, it's amazing the stories I hear of transformation that happens through the events and particularly networking.
That is amazing. So, you know, we've got the training, there's the Overdrive, then there's the events. Now there's also benefits that you can offer to your employees, like healthcare.
Yeah, there is. So we began offering health insurance. And what we found is, you know, those pain points with our painting contractors, this was one of them, being able to provide benefits for their employees, which it helps in retention. They just couldn't afford some of the plans or couldn't qualify for some of them. So we were able to leverage the size and the power of the PCA to be able to possibly get some packages and prices that the painting contractors couldn't get on their own. It really depends on each person's state and the size of their business. But yeah, we have someone here that can connect with each painting contractor and provide them with some options they might not have been able to access on their own.
That is absolutely wonderful. Okay, so another issue is, you know, OSHA's running around out there because OSHA's trying to protect people's safety, protect their lives. And I understand the PCA also has some maybe templates, guidelines.
We do. And I didn't mention this at any point. I'm not a painting contractor. And so some of this is stuff I have to go out and find out for you. Safety is not my specialty. So I don't want to say, I know that's kind of like a sensitive and important area and it's not my specialty, but we do have resources. I can connect you with resources. So on the website, we have free safety templates and guides that you can download and use. Also in our store, we have OSHA handbook and safety training in the store. So I always direct people there because that
fair
is
enough.
My specialty.
Fair enough. But it's there for exploring, right? Okay.
It is there. Absolutely. And with your membership, you get deep discounts in the store. So yeah, like 20, it's not exact, but 25% to 30% discounted for being a member.
You know, one of the things that contractors commonly struggle with is finding good help. And doesn't the PCA have some, you know, recruiting resources? Can you share a bit about that?
We do. Absolutely. So particularly during COVID, the PCA recognized that there was difficulty finding professional help, quality help, and just enough help. And so to help kind of fill that gap, that void, we partnered with, at the time, Viva HR to create the first ever job board specifically for painting contractors. So you can post jobs there. If you're a painter, you can go there and find jobs specifically painting.
And that's included in the membership?
So you have access to the board to post on there. Okay. There's fees, but you get access to that.
Wow, got it. So, wow, yeah. This is fantastic. You know, you mentioned this earlier on, but the PCA originally was formed to advocate for painting for the painter, right?
Right.
And so now the PCA has really evolved into, how would you say it? The PCA has evolved into what?
Yeah, to discovering the pain points and the challenges of the painting contractor and solving those problems. A lot of times the painting contractors don't even know what it is that they don't know. And so we come together, our board, our leadership, to find out what are those pain points. So like finding good help, like the health insurance. But really, probably the big thrust is the education. So one of the resources that we haven't touched on, but is one of my favorites, is our business training. So as painter training is to train your crew, the painters, business training is for the contractors to build their business. So we have three paths. Two of those are Business Foundation and Business Accelerator. So Business Foundation is for the just starting out painting contractor or earning up to around $400,000 annual revenue. So it is there to build the foundation, as it says, looking at vision, value, strategy, sales and marketing, hiring, recruiting. And then Business Accelerator, that's for those contractors who are looking to grow to a million plus. So it's there for scaling and beyond. Then our third one, we just added Business Legacy. That is free to everyone. And it just follows kind of the course of some of our most successful painting contractors in the industry, kind of tells the story of their life and how they started, what challenges they faced, and how they overcame them.
So the foundations and the accelerator and the legacy, where do we find those?
So yeah, if you go to the website under education, you'll see business.
Right?
Yeah, pcapainted.org. At the top of the menu bar, you'll see education. And under education, you'll see business.
We'll make
training.
Sure and include a link. Guys, there will be a link with this episode.
Yeah, that's awesome. Business Foundation is 5 weeks. Business Accelerator is 7 weeks. It's a high quality video course that meets virtually once per week. And so this kind of ties back to the networking that we talked about earlier. Those cohorts are kept at about 10. 10 is the ideal. They're capped at 10. Painting contractors of similar size that meet together once a week during the course to discuss what they learned on the course, what challenges they're currently facing in their business, how they, you know, it's like a round table, a mastermind. They get to share how each of them overcame those challenges. And then we invite a subject matter expert to be live on the course, one that was on the video course. So it might be Nick Slavic or Jason Paris or Juan Vasquez or Brandon Pierpont. They come on live to discuss their take on
Wonderful.
That challenge. So I love the business training. I think right next to events and expo, that is one of our resources that really can help transform your business, generate that synergy we were talking about.
So, and hey, contractors, by the way, we're also going to include in this episode a link to join the PCA if you're like, hey, wow, I need to join. And I think the PCA, I think my link is still active where you can get, I think, $99 for the first year, I think it is, or 99 off, something like
yes.
that.
Yes. So you have a special code, Jason. I believe it's Freedom99. We wanted to make sure your listeners were aware. An annual membership is $4.99 for the year. But yeah, we have this special promotion that we'd like to
make sure and get that included with the episode as well. So
Great.
What, you know, Janelle, what have we not discussed about the PCA that you think we should discuss?
That's a great question. I think we really hit on all of the main resources. I mean, there's more resources than we've discussed today. So many. So if anyone listening member or non-member has a question, come talk to me. But we hit on the main ones that I love to tell everyone about: aligning with an 140-year legacy, overdrive, business training, painter training, the health insurance, and the events and the networking. That's really where I think people are going to see the transformation that they're looking to grow their business, to elevate.
What's the best place or the best way to contact you?
So yeah, you can reach out to me, email. I'm jradel@pcapainted.org. I also get emails through support@pcapainted.org. I encourage everyone to follow us on social media. So we're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn at PCA Social.
Wow.
So those are the best ways
great.
To reach me.
And Janelle, thank you so much for coming on today and sharing that. Yeah. I will look forward to meeting you in person. And contractors, dive into the PCA. You're crazy if you don't do it. The stuff is there to help you build your business and live with greater freedom and purpose. You guys have a...
And you don't have to do it alone.
We're better together, aren't we? All right. God bless you guys. Thanks again, Janelle.
Thank you.
Hey, contractors, I want to invite you to connect. If you want to get connected with the Contractor Freedom community, simply point your browser to contractorfreedom.live. That's contractorfreedom.live. On there, you'll find the link to our Facebook private group, our page, our newsletter. You'll find a link to our podcast. So I just want to invite you to come on over, join the community. I look forward to getting to know you more.